Today, many of the world's distinguished scientists acknowledge that life, as embodied in the living cell, cannot be a product of chance. A very superior creation underlies all aspects of life. One of these scientists is Michael Behe, an acclaimed American professor of biochemistry. He refers to the fact of design in the cell, as revealed by modern science, as follows.
I think the conclusion of design is a scientific one, an empirical one, based completely on the observable system the universe and life were intended, that they are the product of intelligent activity. And I'd just like to point out that this idea comes from the progress of science. It is not from what we do not know, but is rather from what we have learned over the past 50 years.
Indeed, science shows that all living beings have been brought into being as a result of conscious creation. Failing to explain the complex systems in a single living cell, the theory of evolution also fails to explain the designs in the bodies of living things. For instance, the aerodynamic in a bird wing, the amazing hunting methods of a spider, an insect made to resemble a leaf so that it can camouflage itself, the eye design on a butterfly's wings, or the feeling of compassion in animals. Life, with all its details perfectly designed, is obviously the result of superior creation. That superior creator is the Almighty God, the Lord of the heavens, the earth, and everything in between. When you look around you, out in open air and in a broad field, you can readily see all objects farthest and closest to you in all their colours, shapes and size. This view, which you have obtained without making any effort, is produced as a result of numerous complex reactions and interactions in your body. Now, let us look at these complicated operations closer. The human eye has a fully automatic mechanism that works perfectly. It is made up of the combination of 40 different basic parts, and all these parts have critical functions in the process of seeing. Any defect or disability in even one of these parts would make seeing impossible. They said, "Glory be to you. We have no knowledge except what you have taught us. You are the all-knowing, the all-wise."